Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Here's L. L, what do you say?
Dumelang, Baruti.
Thank you.
Kopa bua anonymase.
All right.
Ke na le a certain pattern that I've noticed. There's a lady that I love. We are born again believers, but we indulge more in what's wrong than what's right, and I think that love it's there. The thing is, I think what hinders the blessing of God is that we are in denial as we separate and we try to fix things. And talking about open doors, there are other people who will come after that will pretend to comfort me, but I have noticed it's a pattern. It goes same people, but you go by prayer.
Sure. We are praying for you. I'll just say L. We are praying for you, and may the Father strengthen you, and that you make the right decisions. Because in the light of what you are saying, I can tell that you know the truth. Both of you, you know the truth. You know what should happen and what should not happen. And those who are comforting, and yet the results still go on to be the same, man, you should try to actually check as to who do you tell your stories to. So we pray for you that may you make the choice of the truth that the Father has already given the two of you, to abstain from any form of sexual immorality. You know, we may disguise this and say, we love each other, and we know that we believe you love each other, but it's still immoral. It's still sexual immorality. It is fornication. The word says, for fornicators and adulterers shall not enter the kingdom of the Most High. So you're running a risk of condemnation. And it looks like you love the Father. Stick to the truth. If that person really loves you, they will stick by you and wait for each other. All right, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And of course, you know, the very fact that you are coming into the recognizance of the truth, I want to appreciate you. I just play some drum roll for you. I appreciate you. You are taking the right step. May the Father bless you abundantly and more. All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What are the dangers of hiding your own sins?
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
All right, and you can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Professor, I'm looking at Proverbs 26:26. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. I said earlier on, deception makes you to think that you are not visible. And that's where the problem is. Let's take your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Hi, my friend.
My friend.
The sins that you are hiding. I want to talk about that one. This topic is very difficult and challenging and embarrassing for effect, yeah. Am I on air?
Yes, yes. You're on air.
All right. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Okay. the Most High God took Ezekiel, Isaiah, he took him to a room and showed him all the sins of Israel. Those who are praying, facing the east. He took him to all the room to show all the abominations. In other words, the Most High knows about all our sins that we have committed or are going to commit and everything up until the end. But now, and then he took a decision that human beings, abandoned but created, firstly, they are born out of sin from the sin of Adam. It's going to be difficult for them to fight this thing because they are flesh. They are not spirit. But I'm going to give them, those I've chosen that I love, that I'm going to save. I'm going to give them the commandments. The commandments are going to do some work on their body to eliminate sin. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to send Yeshua, to Jesus Christ. Now, with the blood of Jesus Christ is that, what is happening is that he has covered everybody's sin. God doesn't see it now. He's waiting for the judgment. He's covered. You can do whatever you like. Otherwise, if he saw it, he would strike you immediately because he and the sin are not the same. They're not cross. Yeah. So, whenever he sees Christ, when he sees me, he sees Christ for now. This dispensation of grace. But here's the catch. Okay, this body of ours is his temple. So, when you commit sin, you commit it with what? With your body. And right in front of him. And you have his spirit in you, the Holy Spirit, which was breathed to Adam, and then he became a living being. That is in our soul, the spirit. So those two things, the spirit that is in you, umoyo, when you die now, that spirit contains all the information that you've done. It goes to the Father, it's going to report back. Secondly, he's got the witness, the angels, because he tells us in Psalm 1 that he'll charge angels to look after us. I try to prevent us from committing sin, but they are there. And some of them are making notes. So it's a futile exercise for us human beings. We are hopeless beings because we are born in sin. And none of us has never committed sin except Yeshua. Even the greatest of the prophets. The reason it makes us feel good, and then some people say sin is pleasurable. You know, Pastor Ray, we've been there. When the son, umnandi who's keeper, who's lasha in is your keeper, sinzani, shotkati, siyabangena sinzani. You know, as what you alluded now, Uti. You have a choice. Here's what people need to understand. Unkulunkulu doesn't need us. He's going to create a new world. We think we're doing a favor by living. He has demonstrated before. He destroyed the whole world. Was favor. Oh, no. But he didn't listen. What is prayer in Sodom, Wasiva, O Lord? And then we think in a good way, special, we can twist God's arm. Unkulunkulu can create new beings. He is preparing them for the new earth. He doesn't mean anything. We think which we are seeing, she's only the favor, nothing is so, nothing is in and out. And then there's another thing important. When you say you repent from the sin, you need to say that sin. You don't say, please forgive my sin. Which one? There are many sins. You must first confront it, say it. The sin of pornography, the sin of lust to another man or to another woman while I'm a man or a woman, the sin of fornication and all that. And here's the worst part, to show what the sin is complicated. Oh, Christ, Uti, if you think fornication is wrong. Uti by thinking, wabona usista, a TV, the advert, today, no mutu lona, omega, in your mind, you've already fornicated. So it goes deeper than the physical. So some of us think we are concealing because I'm not doing it physically, it's only I'm watching. this porno. I'm just watching these pictures. I'm just Googling here and there. And it's not seen. Yet Christ said it further deep. He says it's in your mind. If you conceive it in your mind and you think, and then you have lust, then you've committed sin already. So you see how difficult it is. Obunkulu has put a very high standard. Unzo waspeka ngo Christ. Sinasiboni. It will be a grace and a miracle with his finger in his kingdom. We have to fight like Jacob when he defeated God. Jacob didn't let go. He's going to put obstacles for you to enter there so that the one who gets in there will be the one deserving. Jacob fought the whole night to get in there. So now, today, we need to fight this sin. As the in our midst, which is overcome. In our stumbling blocks, we put them deliberately. For you to get to heaven, you must really want to. Be automatic. You have to work hard for it and be deserving. That is why he says the road that leads to salvation is narrow and few will see it. He's already made a decision. 80% will go to the big gate. Only few will see this one. It will take a lot, a special person, with the help of the Holy Spirit and the Lord's seriousness. And remember also, you are also fighting against God. He has already chosen, made a list of whom he wants. He said, if you read throughout the scripture tells us that those who were written in the book of life before the foundation, You cannot be on the If you are not in that first list, I take before the foundation, it's not difficult for you to enter. So that is why sin is harangad. It's because it's there, it's a stumbling block to block us from getting there. But we've been given the power, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, and the scripture. We must really want this thing, just like Jacob, and fight to get into heaven. I'm a friend with you, I'm a family. Everything you watch on TV, not Akseko medium, that is why some people, I'm a monk, they decided to go to the monastery. They say they're trying to block themselves from the challenges of the world. Because it's difficult. If your eye causes you to sin, take it out. It is rather If your hand makes you sin, rather, those are the things that tell us on. It's sending signals, guys, the standards of the Nezulin is going to be very high. So we just to live, we keep on concealing the sin. We think the Ungungula has born, yes, because the blood of Christ has covered that. But in the last day, the blood will all be there, everything will be revealed. And every history, from the beginning, from the words that I've said, from every argument I've made, everything against the Most High, or everything, will be revealed. And it will stand before the Lord as a testament, which you're getting this side or not this side. So it's complicated because firstly you are born in it, and then you didn't choose yourself to come to this world, but you are here. I curse the day I was born. Even the Psalm 50, I was not born because you didn't feel it, but you are born. You didn't choose to, but you are here. But when I express this thing, firstly, you are born in it because of Adam, and you are walking in it. You see how difficult it is. And Ngulukunda is allowing this to happen because he wants to fulfill what he has written. See, now, that is why even Paul cautions Ramachuta. It's not because you are keeping the laws. It doesn't mean the law is keeping them, it's wrong. But you're just saying, it's because the Most High God has already chosen you before the foundation. No matter what you do, for his name's sake, even if you go to hell, he go to hell and back to get you out, if one of his sheep is there. But those who are not his sheep, they are on their own. That's the story in our future.
Yeah.
And then many times, the scripture tells us, Kuti, not all. They are the sheep that are chosen. They are the goats that are going to go that side. Mm. And I mean to caution that even in the very churches that you go to, Kuti, not all who says Lord, Lord. Mm. And then how to do a challenge, Yahila, Kuti, you remember the parable of
yeah.
So even if you see Lavantu Lab, and then at the last day, I'll deal with them. You know why? Because Uncle can start dealing with them. Some of them are families, are related to them. She's also true. We will end up saying, only one. So the keeper, the uncle, the keeper, the Munduako, the keeper, the customers, you see. Because Nagam Tata, when you pass the Salavan, also keep his card. Nagam Tata. So our job team, if you found the truth, which is one, we are sure, and everything is laws and commandments, if you hold on to him, that's the only way for us to get to heaven. And then if you see sin, we are kunza. Nakangezwa, ithukhele, ikhule mmogo. Let them grow together. So we're in this scene, we see them, sebakhuza, don't do this, don't do that, but they don't want to listen. So what we need to say is not that the Mosaic doesn't know. We let them grow together. In the last year of Kotula, God will send his angels to cut the earth, take it to the pan, and then take it to the fire. And then the wheat, he will take it to the pan. Have you seen the picture of the wheat and the terrace? Mm-hmm. They look exactly the same, but they're not the same. They can deceive you. So even now, there are people who pretend to be a wheat, but yet they are not.
I hear
and then the
I hear.
All right, I think I should stop here.
Yeah, you'll come back. You'll come back, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, sharp.
All right, then. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And we are talking about concealing sin, man. Hey, did we let it hold more? Hey. The Father says we must expose sin.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. And of course, Godfrey saying there, hey, Hedi Holam Mo, by the time of judgment, Guzobagubi. That day, Guzobagubi. Hey, yeah. What he just said there, you know, should get us, you know, getting our houses in order. Pindi!
Good evening, Ray.
Hi, Pindi.
And your guests and the family of Radio Pulpit, hiding of sin, Nkumano, Pindilem. Hiding of sin is very dangerous.
Mm.
But as we have quoted Lapayo Amahubo 139 verse 11 that whatever you are doing in the darkness, it will come out in the light because Unkulu esimkhonzayo cannot be mocked. Ubonikusithekeleni and the beseke abantu bakhona akusekho repentance ukuthi umuntu mekazi ukuthi udle sona ahlale phansi ahloniphe ngoba imimoya iyathelelana. Hlala phansi ulalele but bona ba operate ngama gifts because God doesn't take gifts. Mm. But uzwe nje ukuthi noma ke sekukhuluma umuntu, the anointing is gone. Mm. May God help us as it is.
Yeah.
Little by little, the first beginning is to fear God. Asimesabe uNkulunkulu. Uyabona nezinto ezenzakalayo, little by little, we will know them by their fruits. Ngoba lezi sizibonayo zenza nayo abafundisi. Asicali nje ukuthi avela aphathe ilo in public. Mhlawumbe ile phanga iphatha uyayiphatha nasebusuku manje sekuyisikhathi uNkulunkulu uthi uzoba reveal. And ucalile uyaba reveal. Masingaphenduki uNkulunkulu uzosiveza sidlakalileni. Ngiyabonga Pastor Ray.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate. I really, really, really appreciate. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, and here's another message from Detlain Predicant. Hey, my daughter. Says, good evening, Bayena, Pastor Ray. Sin steals joy, all the fruit of the Spirit, and make a person's skin to look dark. Andrew in Centurion, Jessica Moreno, how? And make a person's skin to look dark. You see me? Wanna? Hey, we are learning every day. Here's another one. This is Zita, keep and protect me. Murutiaka, 1 Samuel 15, verse 9, 16, Kinazita. Mountain City, 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 9. I think it should say verse 9 to 16. Kenazi ta ka mountain city. Yay, man. Reale buha, man. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What does it mean to conceal sin? And these days we seem to be those kinds of people who conceal sin. And what are the dangers that are there? What happens to us when we do that? 012-334-1322.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. Says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Concealing sin is very dangerous as it removes the presence of God in our lives. And once we lose God in our lives, it says, then there's no direction for us as we are doing things that do not align with God's purpose for us. We must seek God in everything we do so that we don't get lost along the way. That's Lesego there. Lesego, thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Professor, let me bring this to you. And I'm looking also at Isaiah 28:15. Because you said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves. Every time when we hide our sins, we enter into a covenant with death, and we enter into an agreement with Sheol. That's hell. What say you there?
Thank you, my brother. That's very heavy. I wonder how many of us are aware of that, or it's just a indirect covenant that we make with death, and we are just blindly being led into such, which is very, very dangerous. So if you say, because you have said we have made a covenant with death, so it seems like this one is a case where people are knowing what is happening. They have made up their minds. They have decided that they cannot change this life. They have chosen it deliberately, and they enjoy what they are benefiting from that, even if it will lead them to death. So it's a kind of a person who has made up his mind. And in this case, then, it's very, very difficult to change this person, to deal with the mind, to deal with the mindset that he may move away from such a life. And I had another statement while I was discussing with another lady yesterday, that why you try to help somebody to get out of a certain life, and you realize that that is a big fish, instead of you being led into the mud with the fish, maybe you better leave the fish, because this is the case that I'm reading here. These people have made up their minds. They've made a covenant. So it seems what efforts we are trying on this side will come to nothing, will come to null and void, because there is a deep agreement that they've made. So let me go back to Isaiah 29. You read Isaiah 28. And Isaiah 29:15 again says, woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us? These are people who are forgetting that there is an all-knowing God. There is an all-seeing God. Let me read Psalm 69, and I also read Proverbs 26, which you read. Then I can sum up these ones. Psalm 69:5 says, O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. This is a plea of a person who wants to get out of these kind of life. This is a plea of a person who does not want to hide, because he knows there is a God who is seeing. Then Proverbs 26:26, though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. So if we know that our sins are clear and visible in the sight of God, and there is nothing that we can do to hide them, we will do ourselves good by revealing these to God, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be cleansed. Because if not, there is a time that will come where we will be disappointed, where we will be embarrassed, because these things will be revealed in public. Can you imagine that now a whole pastor, the whole prophet, the whole apostle is revealed as a person who has done abomination in the house of God? It is better that you deal with this. Go to God and tell him, Lord, I am weak in this area and I need you to help me. So the concealment of sins bring about disappointment in the house of God, embarrassment in the house of God, because these are done by people who are expected to be an example, to be the light bearers, to be the people who will lead by example. So if they are not leading by example and they keep on covering up their sins, they are revealing God in a different way, in a bad way for that matter. And they keep on saying there is nobody who sees us. And that is foolishness. That's what we're finding from the scripture. Who sees us? Who knows us? So because nobody knows my secret, nobody knows my actions behind doors, so we think God does not see does not know. But there shall come a day where all of these things that we do in darkness shall be revealed in the assembly. Then let me read the last scripture. It says, John 8:34. Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." This is just the commitment of sin. How much more about the person who conceals it? It means you have upgraded yourself. You have graduated. A person who commits can still go back, repent, and confess. But he who is hiding it is a person who is not prepared to confess, not prepared to repent. So if the committer of sin is a slave of sin, I don't know what you call the one who hides it, because that one is living under that. So because if I'm hiding under something, it means that thing becomes my cover. And I have gotten shelter and protection under that sin that I don't want to be revealed. I don't want to even expose it to God. Because I don't want to expose it to God, it becomes my king. I become a slave of sin. I will continually do this sin, and as I do that, I continually die, because the commitment of sin brings enmity with God, and it brings death. So these are the things that we must know. If we continue concealing sin, you are confronted by repentance, and you don't want to repent. You must automatically know that there is nothing that you will receive from the Father. You will not get a free forgiveness that is accessible for you, because you have stopped that pathway that allows you to receive that forgiveness from the Lord. And you have also put yourself in a position where your life cannot be restored. You have fallen, and there is no more restoration that will come your way, because you have not revealed, you have not exposed, you have not given the secret things that are happening in the hiding places. And God cannot access you. If God cannot access you, it means there are things that are coming from the Father that cannot be received by you, because you are covered by this sin that you don't want to remove as your cover. And this sin separates us from God, and it leads us to spiritual decay. We must not forget that it leads to spiritual decay. We might think we are still alive, but we continue to deteriorate. And knowing that we are deteriorating, there will be judgment that comes from God. It might come in different ways. It might come by exposure in the assembly. It might come by total separation from the Most High, even in the day of judgment.
All right. I hear you quite well. All right. I hear you quite well. And, of course, we are taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Miss B says, "Evening, Pastor A. Danger of hiding sins makes you feel sick emotionally, spiritually, mentally, ungodly, and it leads to death. We need to run away from sin and not walk, entertain, or reason with it. Run away like Joseph did. Resist the devil and he will flee away from you." That Miss B. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ring.
Hey, Putwami.
Bambi mfundisi kuthiwe sifuna ukukhuluma okuhle kuphela ngomfowethu noma udadewethu. Sizokubonga. Imeke ufike ekhulume ukuthi lo muntu ubelungile. That is compelling thing, brother. Ukuqamba amanga, becoming men pleasers. We are living in a rebellious age, brother. Ebandleni kugcwele i-hatred. Siyakhetha abantu esikhonza nabo. Khona omunye njena, lo muntu awumazi uhlangane naye lapho, kepha ungamthandi nje lo muntu. Just. Esinye isono esisihlayo yi-last of the idolatry. Iningi labaholi liwile ngalesi sono. Bafihle kwazi yena nobra wakhe ukuthi bobabili banezinyathi or ama rozo la ebandleni
heban
kepha bese kuvela umntwana ngoba ayithu besifinga ungenza iNkulunkulu bekhiphana lento umntwana bangakwazi umfihla kube yihlazi kwandleni enye into abantu they are involved in satanic rituals banama spirit guides bakhe bebe lapha kade ebandleni ngoba befuna ama-riches kalelizwe
eyi
umuntu azifihle le zinto khona isikhathi aphathe isaye ekhaya e-K Z N or empumalanga every time lo muntu kanti uyohlalela le misebenzi yobunyama uyohlalela izibuzi kodwa uyafihla ya umuntu abuye lapho brethre adanse umuntu athi God is blessing me, God is blessing me, concerning sin and lying. Yeah, ngoba uthembele kuNkulunkulu wethu, uthembele nakulezinto lezi.
Yeah.
Akamthembi ngokufanele uNkulunkulu, akamthembi ukuthi uzomenzela lezo zinto. Hey, ngiyabonga kakhulu madala, uNkulunkulu anibusise, God be the glory.
All the time, all the time. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Hallelujah. You too. Nawakubusise kakhulu. Thank you, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this. We are talking about the dangers of concealing sin.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Mr. Felix.
Molo mfundisi, molo tatu rei.
Molo tatu rei. Molo tatu.
Haa, izi ndo za wamanu senze ya katatu. Nkulu kulumilu wati ndo besi zenze mnyamin. Ziza uvele ukanyi. Izi ndo. Ziza wamanu senze ya. And izi ndo ziza kwenzuwa. Ngaba ba ndo besi balande la sisiti. Ngaba fundisi baka titu. Bona ba fundisi abanya ba fundisi. Noto ba fundisi bongi. Abanya ba fundisi. Angeke balbo nizuru tatu. Abanya ba fundisi. Angeke balbo nizuru. Ngeke balbo nizuru. Kuba zonke izinto ezenzeka khona camanga netatu re kuthi ngabafundisa bangapha basejele namhlanje camanga neti kuthi abafundisa babanjwe bangapi abanye abawafundisi bangabanjwanga basazenze bakhubeke ebumnyameni nabo beseza uchilo kusekho abafundisa abaninje baseza uchilwa babonakaliswe uNkulunkulu seza wabasenula babonakaliswe kuthi nyani benge ngobafundisa babantu apa yolondo uNkulunkulu esithi eBhayibhelini esithi ibhayibhile asingabo bonke abathi inkosi inkosi abazawungena kumkhandi bamazulu bazamane betyhileka tata hayi bazawutyhileka siyabonga tata siyabonga kakhulu ngale program yakho ndiyabonga kakhulu tata dangi kakhulu bayo mrei bye
thank you so much Mr. Felix siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga hey madoda the dangers of concealing sin yeah we are talking about that. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Babongani.
Sabona mfundisi Ray no Professor Mbedzi. sifiseleke inganeke kaBarukia ukuthi ke ilulame mbingeleleke nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni kaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko sanamhlanje sithi dangers of concealing sin, ubungozi bokufihla ke isono. Thina ke singayikhohlisa sikhohliseke nabanye abantu, kodwa ke uNkulunkulu yena ngeke simkhohlise ngoba uNkulunkulu uyabona konke esikwenzayo. If we are hiding sin in our lives, God closes his ears to our prayers and never hears what we say. Umvuzo ke esitholayo ke ukuthi sifihle izono, uNkulunkulu imikhuleko yethu ayizwakali kuye, iphelela ke emoyeni. Our hidden sins breaks the heart of our heavenly Father. Izono zethu ziyamdumaza ke uNkulunkulu. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Umuntu ofihla ke izono zakhe akaphumeleli, kodwa ke loyo ke ovumayo aziyeke uthola ke umusa. Guilt, shame and fear are the three major consequences of any sin we commit against God. The great consequences of sin include our eternal separation from God and the penal of spiritual death. Umvuzo ke lo esiwutholayo ke masifihle izono, ukwehlukana ke noNkulunkulu okuphakade, nokuthi ke sithole ke isijeziso sokufa emoyeni. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There are many instances of secret sins in the Bible. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 to 24, Adam and Eve disobeyed God's instruction in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 to 11, Cain murdered Abel, his brother. Genesis chapter 38, verse 11 to 30. Judas slept with a prostitute without realizing that it was Tamar, his abandoned daughter-in-law. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. Gehazi took gifts from Naaman, the Aramean, thinking that Elisha will not know, but God knows, and Elisha found out about it. Genesis, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Singayikhohlisi ke umuntu okutshalayo uzokuvuna. Abantu ke bacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uFather Christmas, noma ke besona besenza ke befihla izono, uNkulunkulu ke uzokujabulela lokho. uNkulunkulu yena uyajezisa ke. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13, God is holy and he does not behold iniquity. Everyone who is involved in the secret sin will receive adequate judgment from God. Job 24 verse 14 to 15, the murderer rises before it is light that he may kill the poor and needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer also waits for the twilight, saying, no eye will see me, and he veils his face, but God knew. Numbers 32 verse 23, be sure your sin will find you out. Isaiah 59 verse 2, but your iniquities are separating you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not listen. What we are to do as the children of God. Psalm chapter 19 verse 12 to 14, no one can see his own errors. Deliver me, Lord, from hidden faults.
Yeah.
Keep me safe also from willful sins. Don't let them rule over me. Then I shall be perfect and free from the evil of sin. May my words and my thoughts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my refuge and my redeemer. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Mm. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. Since we are now hidden in Christ, after accepting him as our Lord and personal Savior, hiding our sins is no longer necessary. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you, kakhulu, wabongane, siyabonga, ngendlela eyisimanga. Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise, baba. Siyathokoza, siyathokoza. Kakhulu. Right, let's take the last one. I think we should just take the last one quickly. This one.
Mruti Rei, ke admedisa.
Thank you, papa.
Ke admedisa bahlanka ba modimo ka ofela ba leng ka mohle.
Hallelujah.
Ba ikokobetse go boholo ka lebitso la Morena Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Taba ya ka jone ne hlokolotsi ya holo. Ke tlo bua ka bogutshwanyane haholo ka nnete. Ho pata sebe. Motho ya patang sebe sa hae. A sepatela batho le modimo. Haholo a sepatela, a re o sepatela modimo. Taba eo ke bolotsana. And then how se pata marobo phela o batla go hlae ka ro phela hantle o ba mikaketse motho ya patang sebe sa hae o tsamelane le bohale ba modimo ha re sheba mona na ho Proverbs 28 verse 13 and 14 e re ya patang melato ya hae a ke ke a hlonolofala empa ya e bolelang a e bakela o tla fumana mohau go le hlonolo motho ya letswalo ka mehla ya ithatafatsang pelo o tla wela bobeng go thatafatsa pelo go ntse o wela karolong enana ya go pata sebe and hape hape a re sheba ka go First John chapter 1 monana 1 John chapter 1 e re bebele mona from verse 5 ke ena taba eo re utlwileng ho yena eo re lebolelang yona goba modimo o le sedi me ha o le fifi ho ona le hanyenyane ha re bolela hore re na le kopano le ona a thiritsa ma le fifing teng re le shano me ha re etse ka nnete ka matswa motho ya patang sebe sa hae o tsama le fifing le ha re kopana yena o na le kopano le modimo mara ntla ntle o tsama le fifing o tsama le fung motho eo e re ha re bolela hore re na ha re bolela hore re na le kopano le ona a thiritsa ma le fifing teng re le shano me ha re etse ka nnete empa re tsama le seding jolo ka wona o le seding ha re tsama le seding ha re dumetse o Morena Jesu ha re gore ha re inehetse o Morena Jesu re phela ka lentswe la modimo re sa pati dibetsa rona teng re na le kopano ha mmoho me madi a Jesu Kriste mora wa wona a re hlatswa dibetsohle Verse 8 ya ke tetela ntate Moruti ere ha re re ha rena sebe re ya ithetsa minnete ha iyo ho rona ka mantswa mang ba ratua motho aso ka nga amohela Morena Jesu Kriste motho aso ka nga amohela Morena Jesu Kriste a ka pa a re ngoma moetse mare a phela bohlaswa motho yo hana nnete ere ha re re ha rena sebe re ithetsa minnete ha iyo ho rona e be re ha re ipolela dibe tsa rona modimo wa tshepeha o lokile hore o re tshwarele dibe mme o re hlatswe bogopo bohle motho ya patang sebe sa hae ha o kgonagale hore a ka tshwarelwa dibe ebile ha o kgonagale hore a ka hlatswa bogopo ba hae ntate modimo a re hlonolofatse ntate Moruti ka lebaka la nako ke kopa go kgutla monana modimo a re hlonolofatse amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Motlanka Morena. And of course, we are nearing the end of the show. Here's another one.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings to you. Greetings to everyone. Greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I can hear what you are speaking about, a sin. Yes, I cannot say anything about that.
Oh.
Ten times we letter go a brother Ray. I remember what in young actually would say in Telugutun Kulega Kulu. When you pay to easy, you got cool. Lunga was Wednesday next. Initial actually would say easy. I hope we won't kulegela. Yes, I did went to the doctor. Wabon kutwenza, and right now I'm taking my painkillers in Nama. That's in E. Kona medication ang payona. I am able to speak. I'm able to open my mouth and hope with him sound, tomorrow I'll be.
Right,
yeah. With those antibiotics, because of functional with a utogotela one, what I maybe sebune infection is in la limelega cool, then we have to take it out. So, but for now, I'll just be quiet, brother Ray.
Okay.
I won't say anything. Yabong, putting impella, unculunculu sang trinile.
All
right. And contribute. Thank you very much. Good evening to you, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you. Thank you, Gutia Paula. Professor, we are left with a minute. What do you say finally?
Thank you, brother. Thank you for this minute. The last few words that I'd like to say is, let us be aware that God is seeing everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need for us to hide our sins from Him.
Yeah.
His forgiveness is waiting for us. We just need to access it. Acts 3:19 says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of God.
Mm.
Thank you very much, Brother Ray. A blessing to you, a blessing to your family, a blessing to the family of Brother Baruch here, as well as our family of Radio Pulpit. More blessings to you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you so much, Professor. We talk again the coming week, and next week we are talking about spiritual conflicts. Spiritual conflicts as to what they are all about. We are touching on that, and some of the spiritual conflicts that are happening even in our land. We're going to look into that next week. Thank you so much, Professor. Much blessings to you and your family. Looking forward to seeing you this Friday, man. Yeah, it's going to be great. The people who basically say, hey, Professor, Lon Janjan, you should see her on Friday. And of course, thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you, Mam Mourinho Apola. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps, the SMSs. Thank you for listening and for praying for us. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him. And He guides us in all truth. It is Him who guides us. Therefore, we give Him the glory. To Baruch Yah, we say, to the Rabbah, and to the Rabbah, to the Most High, Siyabonga Kakhulu. Have a great night, Professor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you. See you on Friday.
All right, then. And of course, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda! Raba.
Matafala moyeng. Kau tiele jale nano la rena, la shala nati, labo bedi, le labo tlhano, ka iria robedi tapama. Tiele ja baruti ka mihuta huta, ge baruta linjula mojimu. Kutishe ja tsepo pelonyagago. Tiele ja Radio Pulpit, moro 657 AM, kwarera moyeng.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.